So good morning, everyone. Actually, this presentation is really well placed because it's just after a quite wide one about the technical stuff, but I will just focus on the photogrammetric part. So as concerned the photogrammetry, like for the previous decade, let's say, the main problem, not the main problem, but one of the problem was to how to obtain this point cloud, how was it made, and etc. Now we are quite done. We were saying that maybe the issue of the 3D model, etc. is done, even if it's not really that. But now, yeah, we have point clouds. The main problem is what we can do with that, because it's just like geometric data, really low level. Most of the time it's unstructured. I'm totally agree with the idea of embed directly in the point cloud some quality assessment, because it's really important, because now we don't know how this point cloud is has been processed, by who, using which software, and etc. Here we have now in the field of 3D model use image-based modeling. We have more and more power computation. It's less and less consuming, and we have a lot of points. So we have a kind of double problem, is that we have a kind of overload of data, an overload that we can see in two parts. There is first part regarding the complexity of the model itself, because even for one model, if you are using the best camera and etc., we have millions of points of 3D coordinates, which is sometimes more than we need. And the other part is the multiplicity. As we are able to process a lot of data, we have more and more 3D models to handle and to analyze and etc. But until now, there is no way like to compare this to extract some useful information directly from the 3D coordinate, from the low-level part. From the software point of view, yeah, we can obtain some point cloud. There is this famous paper, and we can see that we can take the same data set, process more or less with the same setting, and we'll have different results. So how far can we trust the data? I mean, like now, we can have a point cloud, but it's not like a point cloud. We can have point clouds just using the same data. And I think this is one of the problems, is that we cannot control everything. That leads us to all the software that we can have. I made the first table, it was a few years ago, and it's already totally false. Some of them are not existing anymore, not developed, etc. And so I'm trying to update this kind of software overview. And we can see like clearly, just really quickly, the pro and the cons, and we can see that there is no optimal solution. Every software has advantages and inconvenience. Some are really effective at a certain point, but some are also really expensive, and etc. We don't have like one optimal software or algorithm, and it's exactly the same for the pipeline. So it leads us to the black box issue. The black box issue is, yeah, for sure there is some commercial software that they are using as a black box. As said Gabriele before, if we put trust inside, we have trust at the end, for sure. The other problem is that actually those algorithms are just correcting, auto-correcting the mistakes or the misbehavior made by the user during the data acquisition. And on this part, there is also a big challenge because there is no explanation. If you are looking to the website of the main provider of photogrammetric software, there is just one that they are giving a tips to how to acquire the data. Just one, and it's PhotoScan, and it's giving like in the manual like 5 pages to how to acquire data. Are we sure that we can summarize the data acquisition with just 5 pages? I'm not sure. And on top of that, the problem is that this kind of black box issue is like an extreme vulgarization of the data acquisition, because some of the people that are using it may think that, okay, I just need to take some picture, not good picture, I just need to take some picture, put inside, click the button, and have a result. But just in terms of results, they are using a lot of things inside. We don't know interpolation, extrapolation, etc. And at the end, what we have is a visually correct model, for sure. It's more or less always visually correct. But what about the geometry? Are we sure that the geometry we have will be like all the same if we are taking exactly the same data set, but maybe with a different version of the software, with the same software, maybe we'll have something different. There is also the problem with the colorimetry. For the colorimetry is really difficult. Like, we can see that even for the geometric part, it's really hard to have a good result. For the colorimetric point of view, I've been working with some photographs, and they have exactly the same issue that we have with the 3D content. And yeah, also, what about the physical property, as we call the reflectance? Something that need to be integrated in this result or not, we don't know. So here is an overview, kind of a synthesis of this. From now, we can see that like all the development of new algorithm seems to be passed. Now we have to deal with some kind of packages, and most of them was open source few years before, and they became some kind of commercial black box. One question: who will survive in the in this commercial war? We don't know. The other thing is that all of those processing are going like really, really, really deep inside the totally, fully automatic processing. And as one of our concerns is, we need to find some way, because sometimes we need to adapt the process. We need to have access to some parameters to control more or less the thing that is doing even inside the black box. The other part is that most of the software are step by step going to the cloud computing. One of the questions is, do we want to send our data to some kind of private server? Do we want to send our data to Autodesk? We don't know if it will be stored or et cetera. And also, it has been said before, but there is a booming of the use of photogrammetry for the video gaming industry and et cetera. And this is just endorsing the problem of the visual effect. Because yeah, if this community is using more and more the software, it means that the provider will adapt to this target. And the aim of this community is to have a visual result, not a geometric result. So maybe the problem that we have seen will become more and more problematic. And so yeah, also what is the question is, what about the operability? Are we software dependent? Is that possible in a way to start to work with different colleagues which are using different software? Is that possible to use maybe one best feature of one software and pass to another one and create a pipeline totally dedicated to what we need? So this was the part on the software. We are going to pass on data acquisition. And as we are using photographic equipment, there is also a huge actuality on the photographic equipment. As we can choose the technique to acquire some data, in the photogrammetry, it's exactly the same. We can use different kind of sensing technology. Nowadays, the main concern is, do we want a high definition sensor? I mean, with a less noise to signal to noise ratio, and with a very big pixel size, or do we want a high resolution sensor? But after that, we also have some new technologies, such as the Sigma, which is a layered sensor. We give seems to be an accurate colorimetric result, but which is really bad in sensitivity if we increase the sensitivity. At the opposite, we have the X-Trans, which is really nice in a low light condition. You can shoot at really high ISO without any noise. We are testing those two cameras, and if we are using in a correct way, we can really improve the way all the data are acquired. And there is also some new trends that we can discuss, like there is the new medium format made by Hasselblad or Fuji. Maybe it will be useful for us to test this camera in depending of the context of the data acquisition. Another part is that, yeah, we need to control a lot of things, and starting from the data acquisition. And starting from data acquisition, if you want to reach a massive, critical mass, maybe we have to think about the automation of the data acquisition. So we cannot create like one system that will be able to acquire like everything, all typologies, all morphologies, all size. But if we are working on the collection, it's still possible to create one device totally dedicated to this. We are working on this kind of stuff at the lab, and there is also a huge community working on what we call the rig. And so from a few years, we passed from just one DSLR classic acquisition with sometime 40 or 50 or 60 DSLR mounted on a kind of rig, mostly to acquire body for the video gaming industry and etc. But I think we have to look into this. There is also a part that, yeah, there is the automation, but I think what is more important is not the automation of it, it's maybe the assistance. Like, as we have a great power of computation, we are quite close to reach the real-time processing. And so if we are able to do it, maybe we can have some kind of feedback, a direct feedback, in order to improve the data acquisition. Because it's really hard to learn. I've been trying to do this for some people, for some purposes, to learn data acquisition for photogrammetry. And the main parameter is experience. Like, you need to practice. You need to practice and practice and practice. You cannot learn like this. So maybe we need some kind of tool to help people to understand the basics. I will talk later about an example that we made, just something dedicated to the wall painting. So it's just one case study or one typology, but we just created a kind of mechanical structure to help the data acquisition. In the part of the processing, I will not discuss about what is inside the black box, because we don't know, but what maybe concern us a bit more is the multimodality. Yeah, we are using a lot of different techniques, and maybe we need to find a way to register and to gather all of them. And one of the lead, just using like, or concerning the image-based modeling, is that it's still possible to have a fusion of data just using the photogrammetry. Even if it's a different sensing technology, etc., maybe we can find a way. For this, the commercial software are just useless. It's not working. I tried. So maybe we need to go back to the source. Maybe it will be a new waves of programming and etc., just to improve this need of multimodality. The multimodality is defined by the multi-sensor aspect, the multi-dimensional aspect, multi-temporal aspect, also the multi-spectral aspect. So it's quite a big challenge. I will finish this because I will have a presentation later. And so, yeah, right now we are able to do this kind of thing. And the main problem is that we need to consider the point cloud as a starting point and not an end in itself. Thank you.